Representative Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse organized the event and was the only Joint Finance Committee member in attendance. A mostly Democratic panel of Western Wisconsin lawmakers was joined by legislators from the Madison and Milwaukee areas. Senator Dan Kopanky of La Crosse was the lone Republican. Attendees filled a conference room on the UW-La Crosse campus and for hours spoke out against privatizing income maintenance programs and cuts to education, environmental programs, and family care. Tina Pullman says she's unable to work because she has lupus, so she relies on family care. Pullman asked the panel not to limit the program that helps people live independently.
If nothing happens and, or the budget goes through as it stands, at least I know I did everything in my power for myself and others in my situation. So it felt good just to kind of get it off my chest.
Representative Chris Dano says he's disappointed an official budget listening session was canceled in western Wisconsin. The Trumbull Democrat says he'll pass on what he hears to the rest of the Joint Finance Committee.
I would hope they listen. I would hope they put aside their take off their ideological blinders and listen to the people. That being said, I'm not optimistic, but you have to try.
Comments will be tallied, but are not considered official Joint Finance Committee testimony. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio, La Crosse.